rightfully or wrongfully, Trump seems to put his big foot in his big mouth again and again and again. And he always uses the excuse that someone viciously attacked him and he's counterpunching. But when it's a Gold Star family, regardless of their faith, is that something that you want to counterpunch against, Mr. Trump? The media, of course, is going to jump all over that, and some people are looking, even one of his financial backers has gone to the Clinton side. This guy who I happened to sit back and watch on O'Reilly last night is, you know, his blowhardness, his big mouth, his cockiness and his attitude, he only goes so far. He still has plenty of negatives out there, and it's going to be interesting to see how much these sorts of comments hurt him. Even O'Reilly is as about a big mouth as anybody. He said to him, did you ever think of just ignoring them when they were up there talking? And Trump still has this idea that he has to defend himself. It'll be interesting to see come voting time just how much that defending himself will help or hurt. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.